chicken.
They threw you down? Jeff, can I ask you where you got the ticket here? We're looking at this is for open container and backpack, and this is for chalking, defacing the sidewalk with chalk on 227.03. So this was about 2 weeks ago. Where was this, Jim?
Borders? I mean, a lot of people were all over the sidewalk.
Came
right to me because I've lived here for a long time and they know me. And they don't like me and they just try to mess around with me and try to be there someday but what something stupid.
It looks like Gina Ramirez, who's a host, signed, made a citizen's complaint against you to the police officer, who then took her citizen's arrest, Pacific and Soquel, and it was, your address is Coral Street, you're homeless, correct? You're outside. And it's interesting to give a ticket for chalking to a person who is hearing impaired, when in fact that is the most obvious way to write your message. What were you writing? Do you recall what you were writing?
Yep.
Do you remember what you said on the sidewalk? What were you doing? Do you remember?
No poop.
No poop?
No poop.
No, N-O-P-O-O-P, no poop?
Yeah.
What does that mean, Jim?
Yeah.
I don't know what it means. Okay. Oh, yeah, I know. What did you write on the sidewalk? What words?
The right?
What did you write?
Night. Puppy in my limiting. It's more like the puppy in my limiting. Like the car, it looks bad. And the people have all of the money. They're like, and they poop from all of the ugly days we make run away from the
So let me guess here. Are you saying that you were writing, were you writing words on the sidewalk? Words or pictures?
What did you write?
What can I write?
What did you write?
I got no war.
No war. That's what you wrote. You wrote no war on the sidewalk. Okay, so we're writing no war on the sidewalk, something that you could not easily communicate verbally because you're a man who is, you read lips.
Yeah.
And, but when you speak, you are hearing, it's sometimes difficult for us to understand. Because
I can use some.
So therefore, you have to write. And when you write on the sidewalk, yeah? Is that accurate or?
Are you asking me what is my opinion about the right?
No, I'm asking you. I'm saying that. Perhaps you could. Yeah. Why don't you tell him? Because your lips are better. I got too much hair on my face. I'm saying that because you find it hard to speak, it's easier to write on the sidewalk and communicate your message.
He says because it's harder for you to speak, it's easier for you to write on the sidewalk and communicate to the people your message.
Right, more like
See,
that.
That's a good defense in court.
No.
No?
I know.
We're beginning to run up against the clock here, so I'm going to just kind of summarize. That was a Def Jam, and he was a kind of a constant vigiler at the Vigil Against Two Wars at Cooper and Pacific, and then again at the town clock for a while. And I don't know if he was charged with writing "No War" in erasable chalk on the sidewalk. This is a deaf man who, again, charged by the head host, that's the older woman who runs the host, is the same woman who cited me for writing "No War" in the street. I wrote "No War" next to my car, and the police officer then gave me a ticket for chalking on the sidewalk, not on the street, strangely enough. So there's this ongoing strange contorted interpretation of the Constitution, and that's are going to be coming up. I got a chalking case coming up, and we got more. We're going to be talking more about that in the next few shows, probably as we go. Let's hear some interviews, and and we'll gradually fade out as the next show comes in. If you want to get in touch between shows, you can always come to the Huff meeting Wednesday. That's 8:30 in the morning at Baker Square Restaurant at 1107 Ocean Street. And you're welcome, 8:30 to 10:30, free coffee if you can't afford it, or free tea if you're not a coffee drinker, or free water if you're a real teetotaler. And that's one possibility for those who have concerns that they want to bring up. Another thing you can do is you can call the Huff line at 423-HUFF, 423-4833, Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom, and it's you can leave a report about what's been happening, police misconduct, whatever is going on, and do that, because we need your input. You can also go to www.indymedia.org. Actually, it's www.santacruz.indymedia.org. Let's hear some more interviews, and we'll proceed here.
Camp Paradise Redux, talking with
Wesley Harrison
and
Jana Wachler.
The two of you have been in the kind of the nouveau Camp Paradise out in Aptos for how long?
3.5 weeks, almost 4 weeks now.
And how many people live out there now?
There's seven of us out there, children also.
And no hassles from the county? I understand they were trying to drive people away at one point.
No hassles so far, just the congregation's backing us to actually keep in the place. If it wasn't for the congregation, I don't think the homeless people have nowhere for safety or nowhere to hide.
Larry hasn't been high-handing you with authoritarian horseshit?
No, Larry Templeton is the best man that ever walked this earth that we're concerned of right now. He showed us a way of life besides going out and getting arrested by the police, and actually a peace of mind for a change, not being scared anymore.
That's cool. Now, so you live in your motorhome on the property of the...
Of the Mount Calvary Lutheran Church. That's Stan Abraham's the preacher there, and he's wonderful. Larry Templeton and his wife, Sherry, they feed us once every night, and we work for our place to stay, and we also work for food at night. And everybody's happy there. We don't have to worry about getting arrested and be scared anymore. We have God on our sides for a change.
What do you have to say? What's your point of view?
I like it there, and now we have a peace of mind, and we're out of the streets and not worried about the cops and people harassing us. It's really nice there.
Sounds good. And so you're downtown doing a little panhandling. I see that there's a sign, bad times, need food, gas for cars, shelter, spare change, anything helps, thank you, love and peace, God bless. A sign from a seated position, this may mean you may have to be taken into custody, you realize.
Yes, if you are not sitting down and you're standing up and you're next to your wife, you get a ticket for being... A couple should be allowed...
In a group of two, that's another criminal offense.
Yes, it is.
Luckily, you are 15 feet from a building, so we can't get you on that one.
Right.
My advice to you, if they come up to you and start harassing you for sitting here with a paneling sign, is to start singing.
Yes.
Because you're allowed to sing for donations without space restrictions. So I would start saying, don't bother me, oh, can't you see?
Yeah, that's true. No more tickets. No more violence, no more crime. We're nonviolent people now, so
people... You weren't violent before, were you?
Oh, a year ago, yes, but now this year with the Lord, no.
But I don't think, when I saw you, you were doing some panhandling down by the fence over there across from near the Cinema 9, but I didn't notice you were particularly violent.
Oh, the police department says I was, and maybe
you
the way
you were?
We were treated. Maybe it's because the way we were treated, also spit on. Thrown things on and stuff like that.
Were you in fact violent in the last half year?
With the police department, yes, but nobody else.
And so what kind of incident happened there?
Oh, the people there say that me and my wife can't sit within 8 feet of each other, but I see other couples out here sitting next together, and I think that's discrimination to everybody, I think. And
you grabbed the police officer's gun and threatened to shoot him, right?
No, I kind of like got verbal, and they told me ticket time, so I got a ticket.
So in other words, you expressed your indignation verbally. I wouldn't call that violence. I would call that speaking your mind.
Yeah, but they call it something else. I don't know what the governments or laws are like, but I know what we have a right to protect ourselves, but we feel that we don't have a right to protect ourselves down here. The police are for the for people on the mall, not for the homeless.
Well, unfortunately you're right, so I'm left speechless. but I will continue taking interviews and playing them on the radio.
Well, you have a good day and God bless. And tell everybody out there, God is good.
And a happy Easter to you. May the bunny come to your neighborhood. All right, so it's about 15 to 2. We're seated at the Coffee Roasting Company. Sunny but overcast day, strangely enough. And it's motorcycle land here. Luckily, we have no motorcycles revving up at the moment. But we're talking with
Johnny Smith,
who also has been a famous artist, or a little-known artist, who, I don't know, a moderately-known artist, who's appeared on Free Radio with your latest album,
Hollywood, and Guns N' Oil.
Guns N' Oil. And just to show that you're out there with the rest of the oppressed, you yourself experienced a little police activity the other day, or the other night.
In San Jose about 6 weeks ago. And actually, I was coming home from a gig, and it was probably about 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was doing 35, well, the officer says that he scanned me at 35 and a 25, and I noticed a guy behind me for about 2 miles. He was following me, and then he decides to pull me over. He pulls me over, he puts the bright lights on me, and what I did was I got out of the car, and I approached the officer to ask him what was going on. So he gets really excited, and he goes, get back in the car with the lights, and I said, no, I'm not getting back in the car, am I under arrest? And he goes, do you have any guns or weapons on you? And you know, it was kind of amazing that, you know, I'm getting pulled over for doing 35 and a 25, and it automatically, he assumes that, you know, I have a gun or a weapon on me, you know, and it's just ridiculous.
What did you say?
I told him, I don't even forget what I said. I just said, I just kept asking, am I under arrest or under arrest? And he goes, get back in the car. Kept the lights on me. In a matter of minutes, there was like another, at least 4 cop cars showed up. I told him I was really upset. I was going to sue him for false arrest and all this stuff.
Did you move from where you were standing?
No, they had my, I actually walked, he goes, get back in your car. And I said, no, I walked right up to him. And that really made him nervous. He got behind the door of the car. He had his hand on his weapon, but he didn't take his weapon out. But I was like, really, you know, I have a right to get, I'm not under arrest. I have a right to get out of my car. I have a right to approach this officer, even though he has the lights in my eyes. You know, that's a bunch of crap. So, I approached the car, and he was really nervous, and he was, pretty upset. And he called for about 4 cop cars pulled up. And then he had the sergeant come out.
How long did it take for the police to get there, the other police officers?
They were there within less than 60 seconds. They were there.
Fast cars, man.
Yeah, they were there in 60 seconds.
So what did these other officers say?
They were trying to calm me down, and they were, I kept telling them that this guy was basically
And that's it for Bathrob Spears Broadsides. I want to thank you for being with us on this particular show. Looks like I've got a special show coming up next. I'm going to turn it over...